10 minutes. But first, joining us now, as he does after every Cowboys game, is the owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Wish it was a better morning. And we're sorely disappointed, not only for our Cowboy fans, but as an organization, for sure. This was heartbreaking. And I have not been this disappointed since they unwrapped my mummy gauze after I got my new face. And I laughed maniacally into a hand mirror for about 12 solid minutes.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess that's non-football. But football-wise, this is the most disappointed you've ever been.
It is. It is. This is an absolute killer for our organization. It's a big blow. We're going to have to fight really hard to get our spirits back up to try to win some games and get into playoffs and take this thing to the Super Bowl, which is what our goal was from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe we aren't supposed to lose to the St. Louis frickin' Rams. Having said that, I want to bring on Wade, the man responsible for this loss. I want to bring him on here. Wade, you on the phone now?
Morning, Jerry.
Nothing, not too much good about it, Wade. You're about this close to being knocked down to Dave Campo's assistant water boy.
Jerry, you won't fire me. Hey, we did it, Jerry. We did it. You said it wasn't possible to lose to the Rams, and I'll be danged if we didn't do it.
Well, that wasn't your goal, you idiot.
No. Well, we didn't mess around. We got beat by 3 touchdowns. Isn't that something, Jerry?
I don't even know how to respond to you anymore. You're clueless.
See, Jerry, you just need to look at the positives of yesterday's game. There were some positives out there.
Here we go.
What could possibly have been positive about that game?
Well, the Rams improved their record.
Right? What a stretch.
We, I don't know, of course, you know, media doesn't notice this. They don't notice things like this, but we won the fourth quarter.
Oh, brother.
And after they scored that last touchdown, Jared, they didn't score again. And here's another thing to put a feather in your cap on, Jared. The concessions at that Holodome, damn, they was good.
Oh, boy.
Especially the popcorn balls, Jared. You ever had a popcorn ball, Jared?
Maybe when I was about 6 on Halloween.
Get your popcorn balls ready. Well, they had them ready yesterday, and I enjoyed them.
Why don't you get your balls ready to be cut off?
I like it when you joke, Jerry.
Not joking.
You know, I had another problem in yesterday's game, Jerry. Not only were we getting beat, but I was having a problem with my underwear. You know, usually I wear Scooby-Doo underwear, but I thought I'd change them out yesterday for a little bit of good luck, and I went with the superheroes. You know, well, of course, Aquaman and Superman and Wonder Woman, The Thing, Batman. Well, wait a minute. Is Batman a superhero, Jerry?
I don't know. Why are you rambling about this?
Because Robin's not a super. What about Pac-Man? Is he a superhero?
No, that's a video game character or a guy who assaults people in restrooms.
Right. But anyway, that superhero underwear, that started riding up and I had a lot of crack discomfort yesterday, Jerry.
I can't believe you're talking about this after we came back empty-handed from St. Louis.
You know, I'm thinking about dressing up like Batman when we play Tampa Bay on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
I think that'd scare the Buccaneers a little bit. Could you imagine a 60-pound overweight Batman? About 60 pounds of belly down in there?
I don't know if that would scare Tampa.
Come on, Jerry. It's going to be all right. We still got a winning record.
It's not going to be all right. I'm crying over here.
I'm crying, Jerry.
There's nothing left for me here in Dallas.
Jerry.
Come on, Jerry. It's not all bad.
No. I hope the bank repossesses the new stadium.
Oh, come on, Jerry. It's not that bad. I mean, it's not as if we left St. Louis empty-handed.
Yes, we did. We didn't come home with a win. That's the only thing I wanted in my hand.
Well, I guess you didn't see the catfish I brought back from the Mississippi now, did you? Dang, that's the biggest fish I've ever caught, Jared. You see that thing?
I want you to turn this thing around and start winning games.
Well, okay. All right, that's fine. But if you want me to start winning games, you got to do a couple things for me. I want some questions answered from you, Jared.
Ooh. Anything.
First off, why is my headset working? Can we turn that back on?
We only had a limited number of working headsets.
Up next, what is offense? Is that Greg Ellis?
What?
Whoa.
You're very, very confused.
Here's another question for you, Jerry. Why at the Valley Ranch Buffet do you put the butterscotch pudding on one side and the key lime pie on the other? I got to go back and forth a good 20 times carting that pudding, Jerry. Let alone where you put the soft serve. That's in the next room. Not even in the coach's office. You got to fix that, Jerry.
All right. If I do that, will you start winning games?
We may get around to it sooner or later.
All right. Well, I will move the soft serve machine a little bit closer to the butterscotch pudding.
Thanks, Jerry.
That
almost makes me cry.
All right. Now you hang up the phone.
All right. See you later, Jerry.
See what I'm up against there.
I guess so, yeah. Things are not well at Valley Ranch. No.